Well, Michigan's race for statewide office took a surprise turn this week. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II announced he's ending his run for governor and shifting gears, launching a campaign for Secretary of State instead, a move that reshapes the political landscape around elections, voting, and state government oversight. And joining us now is the Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, candidate for Michigan Secretary of State. Lieutenant Governor, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. You surprised a lot of people by ending your campaign and pivoting to the Secretary of State. What was going through your mind when you made that decision?
You know, I'm proud of the campaign that we ran, and I appreciate the conversations I have with people in Michigan, not only over the last 7 years as Lieutenant Governor, but also over the last years as a candidate for governor. And there's this remarkable consistency where people were, on the one hand, really talking about and tired of and complaining about how expensive everything is and healthcare and childcare not being available enough and the problems need to be solved there. But they also told me, they said, you know what, if this threat that Donald Trump represents to our democratic process, our norms, the threats to the Voting Rights Act, like if we can't vote and trust it and have that work, then that means we can't vote in people who are going to hold corporations accountable, who are going to fix the systems that are broken, who are going to make housing more available and affordable. Like if that system doesn't work, the rest of these systems cannot be fixed. And it actually had me call back to the first time I entered public life, which was as a candidate for Detroit City Clerk in 2017. Making that system work has never been far from my heart. And so upon reflection on those conversations, I decided that this was the place for me to render the most effective service to fix the system that needs to be fixed and protected in a way that I feel I'm uniquely qualified to do, and that's why I made this change.
Lieutenant Governor, some people out there, critics might say, oh, you're just trying to get into office any way you can, and that's how they see it. Tell them that they're wrong.
They are. No one pressured me to make this decision, and frankly, this is about rendering service, and I think, again, it goes back to the first time I entered into public life. It was to do a function that's very similar to this, to be the election administrator for the city of Detroit, something that was informed by my own voting experience in Detroit, and something that frankly harkens back to some of the unique challenges that are facing our voting system in America right now. I mean, just last year, the Voting Rights Act that protected the voting rights of people like my grandparents who came up from Central Alabama, escaping Jim Crow in search of opportunity and found it in Detroit, but also wanted to be able to vote safely, like that could be gutted finally and fatally this year when that decision comes out. And we need real protection from that for voters in the state of Michigan and frankly in this country. And so I'm stepping up to solve that problem.
When did it become apparent to you that you needed to pivot the campaign?
I don't think about it that way. What became apparent upon reflection was that this was the best place for me to render my service. And so I made the decision right before the holidays, and I'm excited to have announced it yesterday.
And, you know, the Democratic field, Lieutenant Governor for Secretary of State, is crowded. How do you plan to distinguish yourself from the other candidates, Barb Byram and Adam Hollier and Suzanne Shirelli?
Yeah, I offer something that's pretty different. You know, I think about some of the unique things about the Secretary of State's office, like the fact that it has more personal data and information about Michiganders than any other state department. And the fact that that data is just like a gold mine potentially for these tech companies that want to mine that data, and frankly has been a target of lawsuits from the Trump administration to try to surveil that data and information. I think Michiganders appreciate their privacy and want somebody who's going to protect it in the Secretary of State's office, and I'm uniquely qualified to do it because, you know, I'm a tech guy. I come from the software industry. I know how to go toe-to-toe with these companies and win because I understand them and they can't lie to me. And so I think I'm uniquely positioned to play that role. I've made systems work for people, and there are a lot of systems in the Secretary of State's office that have to work well for people that need to be modernized and made more convenient and faster, and I'm uniquely able to do that and have shown that I can do it in my role as Lieutenant Governor and even the role that I played in the city of Detroit when I worked in city government. So I think I bring a lot of skills to the table that are just fundamentally different than the other candidates seeking this office, and that's the argument I'm going to make to delegates of the Democratic Convention.
Could you use tech in new ways in the Secretary of State's office? We just had a discussion with someone else running for Secretary of State, Anthony Forlini, who says non-citizens have made it to juries and on the QVF. Is there a way to use tech to ensure everyone feels comfortable?
There's a way to use tech to make a lot of things more convenient. Most people, when they think about the Secretary of State's office, they don't think about elections. They think about licensing and registration. They think about IDs and the fact that, like, you know, look, I think that Michigan should be among the states where people have their IDs available on their phone because, you know, I know a lot of people lose IDs. Fewer people lose their cell phones. And so I think that, you know, for example, bringing that into the 21st century and other services, that is a really important opportunity. And that's what I do. And that's what I build. And I'd love to do that as Secretary of State.
Well, I will say, I mean, you go to the Secretary of State's office and it is much more efficient and streamlined than it used to be.
It's great.
Yeah, it is. So how do you evaluate Jocelyn Benson's job as Secretary of State? And then how do you improve upon that?
I think there's been a lot of progress made, you know, by the secretary and by the professionals in the department. You know, it's a big agency of people in every county and multiple locations that are doing good work on the front lines of customer service. And so I want to build on that momentum. We also want to address some of the things that have significant challenges these last several years. You know, I know as journalists, y'all care a lot about things like campaign finance, you know, what's happening transparently, who's spending money in our elections and how. The website where people are supposed to search that has significant challenges. Well, I know a thing or two about making technology work for people and making systems work for people. That's something that I can fix because I think for people to have confidence in their leaders, they should know where their money's coming from. That should be really easy to access.
What would be your first action, Lieutenant Governor, that you would take as Secretary of State to show that you're serious about protecting elections and modernizing Michigan systems?
You know, one of the things I'm really excited about, we have people who've been working on our elections for a long time, both in the Secretary of State's office directly, but also people who you see when you go to vote. And I'm going to have conversations with them all over Michigan and be encouraging more people to be able to participate in that process, that we can give those people who've been on the front lines of that, frankly, a chance to be able to train up the new generation. So I'm excited to you know, engage those folks. But I'm also going to make really clear that a priority for me will be increasing voter participation. I'm tired of Michigan being proud of mediocre voter turnout. And so I'm going to engage people from all different generations and backgrounds in a conversation about their power to set the future of Michigan and set its direction by participating in this process, and that we need them in that. That's a big difference between Democrats and Republicans, who are, you know, really focused on who can't vote and who shouldn't vote. And I'm focused on what it takes to get Michiganders who are eligible to make sure they participate in an easy and convenient way.
Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II, candidate for Michigan's Secretary of State now. Thank you so much for being here. Always a pleasure speaking with you, my brother.
Thanks, y'all. Happy 2026. Look forward to talking to y'all again soon.
Happy New Year.
I do have a little bit of breaking news. The inflation number is out, 2.7%. Held steady from the report last year, 2.6%. When you strip out the volatiles, the food and the energy prices, so not much of a movement there, and that then will probably cause the Fed to hold steady. That's what generally happens. If you've got a steady report, they cut a few times towards the end of the year, and now that number's out, and it's unchanged from last month.
The pace of inflation held steady. So there's still inflation, but the
pace. Yes.
And consumer prices up 2.7 year over year.
So still trying to beat it down to 2%. That's the goal.
All right. Can we get there?
Sure. I mean, hopefully,
if anyone knew that answer, they would be betting.
Yeah, I'd be in. I'd be. I'd have.
You'd be like the
Congress Jerome Powell's job.
I'd be like the Congress people. Coming up, number 91. His jersey retired yesterday with the Red Wings, and we're going to talk to the radio voice of the Red Wings, Ken Cal, next at 8:49 on JR Morning.